In 1963, at a Baltimore social gathering, a Negro maid was senselessly murdered. William Zanzinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger. At a Baltimore Hotel Society gathering, and the cops were called in, and his weapon took from him, and they rolled him in custody down to the station, booked William Zanzinger for first-degree murder. Oh, but you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears. Take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. William Zanzinger, who had 24 years, owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office relations in the politics of Maryland. He reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and cursing, and his tongue, it was a snarling. In a matter of minutes, on bail was out walking. Oh, but you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears. Take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children. Cleaned off the dishes and took out the garbage. Never once sat at the head of the table. And didn't even talk to the people at the table, but just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the room and come down through the air, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to William Zanzinger. Oh, but you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fear. Take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. In the courtroom of honor, the judge pounded the gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level. And the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles get properly handled. Once that the cops have chased after and caught 'em, and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason. He just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke from his cloak most deep and distinguished, and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance Williams and Zinger with a 6-month sentence. Oh, but you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears. Bury the rag deep in your face. Now is the time.